Hello and welcome back to our series of European folk music. And it's easy to understand where we are this time around. I'm still with Carl Smith, our music expert. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Rob.
You're going to talk about French folk music, which is very varied, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In common with many of the European countries we've explored in our previous talks, France has a very rich and a diverse history of folk music dating back over many centuries. There are many regional variations of musical styles and folk instruments which are particular to certain regions. And over recent decades, many of these styles have developed, blended, and evolved into a more generic, popular style. In the 1950s and 60s, France experienced a great regional cultural revival. Brittany, the Limousin, Gascony, Corsica, the Auvergne were among regions that experienced a notable resurgence in the popularity of traditional folk music. These traditional styles of music survived more in the remoter areas, such as, for example, the island of Corsica, the mountains of the Auvergne, as well as the more nationalistic lands as the Basques and the Bretons. And in many cases, these folk traditions were revived in relatively recent years, focusing on early 20th century melodies and the use of the piano accordion, which we will talk about a little later.
Okay.
And of course, folk music and dance now has an established place as a popular pastime in its own right, with innumerable festivals and concerts taking place right across France.
So let's take us a little trip around the country. Where are you going to take us?
For example, the west of France. In the west, we have Pays de Nantes, the provinces of the Vendée, Anjou and Maine, Poitou-Charentes. And here, the traditions of ballad singing, dance songs and fiddle playing have survived, and predominantly, especially in the Poitou and the Vendée. And the Marais Breton region of the Vendée is noted particularly for the tradition of bagpipe playing. And there are folk dances which are specific to the west of France, and these include the Courante, the Maraîchine, the Bal Saint-Ange and the Bourrée.
Now let's have an example of that. What should we play?
Well, I've chosen a beautiful song from the west of France, adapted from a bourrée, and the singer is accompanied by a guitar and a cello.
How about the centre? What will you find there?
The centre would include regions of the Auvergne, Limousin, Morvan, Nivernais, Bourbonnais and Berry. And these areas are home to a significant bagpipe tradition, as well as the iconic hurdy-gurdy. And there are deep differences between the regions of central France. The Auvergne and the Limousin retain the most vibrant folk traditions of the area.
Perhaps because of the geography that helps to preserve
these
things.
Yes, exactly, yes.
So you mentioned Corsica earlier. That's a very different part of France, but it has its own music as well, I guess.
It does. One of the most distinctive and unusual types of French folk music originates from Corsica. And this is a form of polyphonic singing, which means two or more voices singing at the same time. Sometimes they are in very strong harmony, sometimes with dissonances, which means that the notes clash with each other, and sometimes each voice sings an independent melody. So you may have two or three different melodies going on at the same time. And the Corsican style Usually it's sung by a male trio, but there can be more voices added. And some of the Corsican musical instruments include the caramuzzo, which is a type of bagpipe, a 16-stringed lute known as the cetera, also mandolin, fife, and the diatonic accordion.
Okay, let's hear an example. What have you chosen for us?
Corsica has its own anthem, and the anthem of Corsica is an example of polyphonic singing. It's called Dio vi salvi Regina, from the Italian, which means God save you, Queen.
So you've mentioned the bagpipe, which we're familiar with in other countries. You've mentioned the hurdy-gurdy. Why was that such an important thing?
Well, hurdy-gurdy is a very interesting and unusual instrument. It's found in simpler forms, and we've talked about it, from other countries, including Spain, Hungary, Russia. But the French hurdy-gurdy is a much more complex instrument. It's known as vieille à roue. And it's essentially a mechanical violin with keys or buttons instead of a fingerboard. It's made up of a curved oval body, the set of keys, and a curved handle, which when you turn the handle, this acts like the bow moving across the strings. And so as the keys are pressed, they'll stop the strings to produce different notes. It also has a movable bridge and a variable number of drones and hidden sympathetic strings, all of which can create a very different musical sound and effects. And the hurdy-gurdy is very important and very influential in the origins of French popular music, as it became the basis for the bal musette music from the Auvergne region. And bal musette music arrived in Paris in the late 1870s, as a result of the large-scale migration at that time from the Auvergne to the city. Gradually, the hurdy-gurdy began to be phased out and replaced in the bal musette music by the Italian accordion, which is also known as the piano accordion or sometimes the chromatic accordion. And it's so called because of the use of a piano-style keyboard on one side of the instrument, which creates the melody line, and the buttons on the other side, which create an accompaniment in the form of different chords.
Which actually makes it an easier instrument to
play. It's an easier instrument to play, and much simpler, I think, than the hurdy-gurdy. So very soon, the accordion came to dominate this genre of music. The rhythmic texture and the distinctive tremolo of the accordion has come to define French music for many people.
As we heard earlier.
Indeed. And since the First World War, American jazz styles began to influence the bal musette, which later became known as valse musette. We'll return back to the valse musette a little later.
So we've talked about the omnipresent accordion. And how about the bagpipe?
Well, the bagpipe is found in a wide array of forms in France. In fact, France has more diversity in bagpipes than any other country.
Another claim to fame.
Yeah, indeed. The cabret and the grande cornemuse from the Auvergne are the most well-known. These forms are found at least back as far as the 17th century. Some types of bagpipe are blown by mouth. Others use bellows. Some have drone pipes, others do not. The ones without the drone pipes are typically that they are played alongside an accordion. The bagpipes also vary considerably in size. For example, the chevrette from the Auvergne means little goat, which refers to the bag being made from a goat skin. Another type of bagpipe made from a goat skin is the bodega, which originates from the Languedoc region and dates back to the 14th century. It's a very large mouth-blown bagpipe made from the entire skin of a goat. And it's made using an unusual process in which the innards of the animal are removed through the neck. so that the entire unbroken skin could be used for the instrument. The Bodega only has one drone, but it's a very curious instrument.
We could do a whole programme just about the different sorts of bagpipe.
We could indeed, yes. There's a small pipe called the Bua, which is unique to Gascony, and it's made from sheepskin, and this one has the fleece showing, so the fleece is still on the skin. Huh. And it has just a single pipe, which is divided into two chambers. And on one side of the pipe is the drone, and the other side is the chanter, which produces the melody. So everything is played from just the one pipe.
That must be quite something different. Can we get to hear some of these bagpipes?
Funnily enough, I've got a recording for you from central France with a group of folk musicians.
I'm glad I asked.
There are four hurdy-gurdy players, six bagpipers, each one with a different type of pipe, and two drummers.
Let's see if we can work out the difference between them. Now, you haven't actually been to the most important region, the one we're in now in Brittany. Perhaps there's entire programme for that kind of music.
I think there is, really. I thought we might save that one for another time when maybe we'll look at Celtic folk music. But just to whet your appetite, I do have a recording of folk music from Normandy, which shows distinct similarities with the Breton style.
OK, let's listen to that.
Ce sont les garçons là dont il est sonné par des bons enfants. Ils ont fait faire un navire et je me la belle endormie. Pour aller au harem blanc, je me la belle endormant.
And now you're taking us further down to the south of France.
Yes, one more recording I have for you is from the Occitan region of France. And I've chosen this one for its very beautiful and haunting flute melody. And it's so different from the other types of music that we've heard. It makes a lovely contrast.
Quand le bouvier vient du labour, quand le bouvier vient du labour, plante son aiguillade, plante son aiguillade.
Before we go,
I think we just need to return to the bal musette and the valse musette style, which for many people is what they immediately think of as being typically French. The musette style forms the crossover between folk music into the music of dance bands, incorporating jazz and popular music styles.
The bal musette is actually dance music.
It is. It's a particular style of dance music, and as the name suggests, it's usually a waltz style.
And it's a very popular weekly occurrence for a town or a village to have a bal with this particular kind of music.
And particularly in Paris around this time, the late 1800s, and then of course spread to other regions.
Well, that's a very typical music to play to introduce the programme and to see us out. Once again, Carl, thank you so much for taking us around France in this whistle-stop tour. And we look forward to hearing about Celtic music next time, with details about Breton music, I hope.
Yes, indeed. We'll look forward to that.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.